wonderful, resilient recording there. Great stuff. And the great stuff was by Gabriel Fauré, La Fideuse, from Pelléas and Mélisande. And that is part of the artistry of Loreto Aramendi, who is a Spanish organist who is with us today. And why is she with us? Well, because of the great work of Gordon Mansell and Organics. And I'm just going to give you the website before I let my guests speak at all, because I want to drive you to the website. It's Organics, cute spelling, Organ IX, organicsconcerts.ca, organicsconcerts.ca. Does this festival ever end?
No, it keeps on going. Every other week, we have free lunchtime concerts and then these fabulous international guests.
I guess so, and I'm pleased that that you bring them to my show. And welcome to you, Loreto. What can we expect to hear at your recital?
I will play different pieces, mm-hmm. From some transcriptions and some French music, a little bit of Baroque music. I try to do diversity.
Oh, yes, music. Well, diverse program. I see you have music of Buxtehude.
Also, yes, I think it gets well with this organ, and mm-hmm. people like it generally.
What is your impression of the organ that you'll be working with? And by the way, it's at Christchurch Deer Park, which I think has a magnificent instrument, doesn't it?
Yes, I love this organ.
Uh-huh.
I was just today there, uh-huh. but I love the touch and the sound and the play, so I'm really... I must say thank you to Gordon.
Oh, well, Gordon, he's the king. He's
yes, really.
When it comes to the king of instruments, he knows. But this is your first impression today with this instrument?
Today, yes.
Okay, and the recital is Saturday.
It's
Saturday. All right, so we have Buxtehude, which is very, very, very mainstream, you know, that's the literature. But then you have transcriptions.
Yes.
Can you talk about your transcriptions?
Yes. Well, first of all, my French teacher, uh-huh. Louis Robillard, he used to write orchestral transcriptions for organ. Uh-huh. And in the beginning, I thought it was perhaps not a very good idea to do transcription or to play in the organ. But then I think it's a fantastic idea, and it's like... having an orchestra with me.
Oh, it is.
And it gives another dimension to the organ, really bigger, and I'm really pleased to play these pieces.
Franz Liszt said Camille Saint-Saëns was the greatest organist of his day, of his era. He was extravagant in his praise for Saint-Saëns. It was very, very complimentary. And Liszt had a big heart for that kind of thing. If he liked you, he really liked you. Can you speak about Saint-Saëns' writing for the instrument? Because more than Franz Liszt said, this is an organ genius in Saint-Saëns.
Yes, it's true that it works very well, this work in the orchestra with the violin, but with the organ we can use every stop and we can hear each sound and each color of the instrument in this piece,
mm-hmm.
and we can do really variated, and I think it works very, very well.
There is an aspect... I hope you won't take offense at this terminology, an aspect of show business to your performance coming up, because you don't just push a button.
No, you
have how many assistants?
I will have two assistants.
Two assistants. What is their job?
To work really a lot.
Okay, so an organ recital with assistants. I want to know about this.
They must change all the registers, and that I take the post-it and I write everything they must do.
Uh-huh.
And so they will work a lot on Saturday, I think, to change the colors and each stop. And
you have them hopping.
Yes, they will be very happy.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
It's more like a ballet between the two of them and moving the stops in and out as quickly as Loreto plays. Uh-huh. It's amazing work.
Okay, so I have to ask, why do it that way?
There's no electronic control system on this particular organ. So electronic control systems make it a lot easier. You just push a button or a piston, and the stops will change. But this one is completely mechanical.
So the agility of these assistants, it's going to be part of your recital as they help Loreto create a seamless performance. Have you had a rehearsal with your assistants yet?
No.
They
will come tomorrow. But we will be a great team.
Yes,
and
we'll
work together.
Of course. And will you be supplying a safety net, or they'll just go forward?
There is a safety net, yes, but I won't be telling what it is. It's
All
a
right.
secret.
All right, very good. Now, you are currently in the faculty of the Escudero Conservatoire in San Sebastian, and you're the main organist of the Cavalier Call Organ of the Basilica of Santa Maria del Coro. Yes. Tell us about the instrument you play on regularly. Tell us about your regular instrument.
Yes, it's a Cavalier Call from 1863. It's a romantic instrument, mm-hmm. and in a fantastic place with a fantastic acoustic. And it's a mechanical organ also, so I need always two assistants.
Oh, so you're accustomed to this.
So I'm used to.
You have two assistants as well. Just a reminder to the listeners that the website is organicsconcerts.ca. That's organics with an X, organicsconcerts.ca. The organ festival that never ends and goes forward month in, month out. And this Saturday, it's at 7:30, Christchurch, Deer Park. Gordon, anything you want the public to know before we move on?
Well, it's very, very exciting. It will be very, very exciting to see Loreto perform these wonderful transcriptions, including the Rachmaninoff. It's just, I'm very excited to see her perform that. I've seen her on the YouTube performing it, but in live performance, boy, it's going to be exciting. So that's that. And then later on in July 9th, I have a New Zealand organist coming to play at Our Lady of Sorrels.
Thanks so much for being here. I wish you a beautiful recital.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.